4 HKX Mobile. Patrick, KN4 TFW. Ken, how are you?
Well, and yourself?
Soon as I can for a Monday morning.
Well, you guys are supposed to get some storms up there today, aren't you?
This morning, it's not foggy up here.
Hear any human distinction out of that at all? But I got that last one all right.
I was talking to Dave earlier or yesterday, and the same thing. Just one little spot or two down the driveway. It seems like there's a problem.
When all the leaves get off.
Much longer. This weekend's probably going to be your best weekend to come look at the leaves, because they're changing quick.
Get up to Kentucky this weekend, so I guess we'll have to see him as we're driving through.
A pretty drive, depending on which way you're going.
Trying to get there, so we'll probably just go right up 40 to 75.
Still be a pretty drive up through there, going up 75.
Nice ride up through there. We enjoy it good.
Hit that during the daytime right there through Jellicoe when you're going through the gorge, that valley or gorge, whatever you want to call it. That ought to be a real pretty through there with the leaves.
For a while, you get up on top of a little ridge, and then it's a beautiful view out. There's a valley on one side and just, mountains to the other side.
Yeah, if I remember right, that's the Cumberland Gap or something like that through there.
I was telling Susan we need to do some camping up there. I took that 25E down through there last time we came back, and that was a really pretty drive.
There's where we used to go riding our four-wheelers at Brimstone and Royal Blue. If you're familiar with the area, if you remember the big cross with the adult bookstore under it, the next exit up through there, I believe it is where we get off. I think it's Highway 65 and go up through that way and go back into the country and just ride four-wheelers there.
Familiar where that is. There's always a bunch of those side-by-sides and that up through there, and you can see the trails going up the mountain.
Used to go up there about once a month, but I haven't been in years now.
In a way, right?
Yeah, it does, but so does just laziness and not wanting to do it or anything like that. I mean, if I want to do it, I could find time, I'm sure.
A 2-meter rig in your side-by-side.
I've thought about it and taking it riding. The problem now is the group of guys I went riding with, they've all about quit riding. Pretty much that, or like you say, family life gets in the way. Get into this weekend.
The neighbor move up to Pickens.
Store with the toolbox and motorcycles. Did he sell his place and just moving, or is somebody else moving in already?
Rental house. They rented it for a year when they moved down from Connecticut to see if they could find something. But about the time they got here, COVID was going full bore and all the prices were shooting up, and now the prices are twice what they were. They couldn't find anything to rent, so they moved in with some relatives up in Pickens.
Well, that stinks. I don't know that prices will ever come back down.
Have a big crash and a recession, right?
And I don't know that I want to go through that.
FW, yeah, I hear you on that one.
Or HKX. And I talked to Ed last week. He's doing okay. Said he's just still tired. But he just said he'd try to surprise us one day on the radio. Not the way he talked. I didn't ask that.
The parts for my mower, so hopefully they'll be here this week. I get that thing back going. About time for the end of season.
Now it's time to start bagging leaves.
Make some, but I may mulch them.
It usually ends up happening at my house. I mulch all of them I can and burn the ones in the ditch so that I don't have to try to get them out.
You're saying that the that top box on his toolbox is really heavy even when it's empty. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It will be very heavy.
Box for some lifting ice?
Is it a Matco box or a Snap-on?
I think it's your Matco one.
If it's a Matco one, yes, I know for sure it does. But the Snap-on, I'm not 100% sure.
Blue one. We haven't moved it yet. I guess he's going to get a engine hoist and try to lift it up a little bit and to roll the bottom out from under it and then put the top on some dollies.
Honestly, the easiest way to do that is the higher rollback. Let them move it and just ratchet strap the two pieces together.
Road sign said all lanes closed, exit 87.
That ain't good.
W, you reckon there'll be a 7 mile backup?
Not right at this moment, but later today, oh yeah.
I bet there's 25 cars in front of me I can see.
Wonder if that's construction or if somebody's had an accident.
You know, they were, you know, some of the lanes were closed because up in 87 they're doing that construction, but I don't know if all of them are closed. It almost sounds like a wreck.
Talking to Daniel Saturday night on his way back from Charlotte, and he was driving down 85, and they detoured him off 85 around something, but I'm not sure where.
On it from just north of the 80 all the way to the state line.
Stay away from 85 at all possible.
And now next week we got to go up to Raleigh, see Susan's sister and her mom, but her mom's in the hospital right now. They didn't figure out what quite was wrong with her and that, so we're hoping we don't have to go up there early.
Maybe things will, she'll get better and things will come, she'll come out of the hospital. Go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm getting into where I'm going to be in my black hole shortly. So I'm going to go ahead. KO4, HKX. Have a great day. I look forward to talking to you this afternoon. KO4, HKX.
Patrick, I hope you have an awesome day. Stay safe, and I'll try to catch you this evening. KN4, TFW.